Just on the injury front, just an update. We're day-to-day on three guys that were missing practice four with Thorburn. Thorburn's a little bit more than day-to-day. Little was kind of maintenance. Slater was the same. And we're expecting them to play. Evander Kane is also day-to-day, and we'll see how that shakes down for tomorrow's game. Potential, yes. We'll have to wait to see. Yes. Yes.
Is that a relief of Evander's status? Like, you never know when they first go to see the doctor?
Well, we didn't know yesterday. We didn't know where it would be, and we're told that it's day-to-day. We have to wait and see if he's going to be a player tomorrow. We'll know more tomorrow. That's what we know, so we don't know any more than that. But it turned out to be day-to-day injury, not severe, let's put it that way.
Minor, not severe.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you talk a bit about the heavy game you're expecting tomorrow night?
Sure. Well, there hasn't been many light ones, you know, for us. But, you know, we know St. Louis, and they're playing tonight. And they're going to come in here and be ready to play again. They gave up six against San Jose, you know. So they're going to be they're a team that's hard to play against. They check very well, don't give you much offensively. You're going to have to earn every inch of ice. And they protect their net front, and they've got a good team game. So it's going to be a lot of work. You know, no lighter than L.A. and some of those games, pretty much the same thing. But that seems to be the Western Division more so, and we knew that. So we're going to have to be ready to go.
Take a little pleasure or joy in coaching against Hitch?
Yeah, Hitch or anybody else, really. You know, like your focus is to win the game. I mean, you know the game that Hitch's teams present. You know, I've been with him for 6 years together, really, three in Kalamazoo and pretty much three in Columbus. So he's very defensive oriented. They're very strong on pucks, and you know, if you can get the win against his teams, it's a well earned win, and that's what we'll be looking to do. Just a little bit, not that often. When I run into him a little bit here and there, you know, we both are busy. We both have coaching lives, which is busy. Now we don't share information because we're in the same division. Well, there are a couple of reasons. Patrice has played well in St. John's. And the other thing is he has the flexibility to go either on the wing or in the middle of the ice. So it gives you that flexibility, but he's played well, and he left here playing well in training camp, you know. So he's been a physical player down there that's been responsible. So there's a couple of reasons. Those are the reasons, you know, whether he'll be in the game or not will be determined by game time.
Does the fact that St. Louis played last night make it that much more important for you guys to come out and set the tone?
You talking about when they play tonight for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, it should matter, but it's not for those reasons, you know. Like, it should matter for us to come out at home and play a full 60 minutes. I mean, this has happened more than once. So whether they play the night before just adds to it, but it shouldn't be our motivating factor. Let's put it that way.
Is back to Patrice. Would part of you like to inject him into the lineup simply for, you know, the hunger that a player like that can bring?
Well, you have to see the health of the other guys first, you know, but he has brought some physicality to his game. He had it in training camp, and he established himself as a really good, hard, reliable player in training camp, and he's done it again in the American League. So he's really done his part. If the door opens for him to play with us here, I think that it would be a good situation for us to put him in the lineup. Is that going to happen? We're not sure. It's going to be dependent on some things.
Discussion about your team's battle effort and compete level, and a guy that, like Patrice, who's trying to make his you know, he's trying to make a career for himself.
Sure.
Especially if he does get in, he might play with a little more compete than maybe some of the guys you already have.
Well, yes, it would. His game would lend itself to help your team. If that's what you're getting at. There's no doubt about that. The other thing is that it's infectious, you know, and we could use some of that infectious nature in our game. So it would be a good add. Well, I think he's handled pretty well. Last year would have been a frustrating season for Patrice because he came up, didn't play a whole lot, and we were in situations that were tight. I mean, he was getting 1, 2, 3 minutes some games, but he came into training camp and put all that behind him and ended up having a good camp. So it speaks volumes for the player and his focus and his drive to get back here and play, you know. So I think he's done wonderful to come in after last year and come in and wipe the slate clean and turn around and get himself in a situation where he's impressed in camp and he's back up again. He's gone down with a good attitude in St. John's in the American League and he's done it all over again. So it speaks volumes for the player.
That matters,
yeah, to this organization. How do you handle that stuff? Well, sure it does. And we're well aware of it, you know. We're well aware of it when we look at players that are playing in St. John's and you're trying to recall people. I think it's important you recall them for the right reasons and the right people, and you need feedback, and we get feedback and from the people there. And so I think you have to reward those things. And that's what, you know, that's one of the reasons he's here. Thanks, guys.